And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Well, look, we're garage selling gloating again. What episode is this? Is this 98 or 99?
I don't even know.
I don't remember. We're getting close to 100.
I think it would be 97 or 98.
I think we're 97 or 98. So, yeah. It's going to be a short day today. We're cutting out at noon to go see our friend's concert. And Jack's daughter is doing the sound there. Jack's going to be backup.
Backline. Well, you're roadieing too.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
How hard could that be for roadieing for Howie?
Yeah, he seems pretty easy to work for.
So we started a little early. We hit one garage sale where everything was cheap, but we didn't want anything.
Yeah, the wrestling magazines.
I'm surprised you didn't get that Neil Adams Batman.
I only had 20s.
Oh, geez, I could.
I only had 20s on me. I felt, you don't want to, you know, for 50 cents, here's a $20 bill to start your morning. It's like.
I got a couple dollar bills, because I'm not going to hang up something like that. Well, that looks like something that's going to hang down in your comic room more than.
Wall space is a premium.
Yeah.
And only when I start building things. Huh. So I thought that was a sign. It's just a box.
It's just a box. It's just a piece of card. Well, our eyes are trained towards pieces of cardboard by the side of the road.
Pretty much. It's like, what the? This is an interesting stretch. I don't think I've ever. What road is this?
But like, we're sort of in limbo now because we've only hit one 8 o'clock starting garage sale,
and everything else starts at 9.
And it's 8:46 now, so.
Yeah.
So in 14 minutes, all of a sudden, the garage sale market's going to spring to life all around us. But
it's like the Wall Street bell.
Yeah, yeah. But here we are. There's nobody else circling around. So we're going to get first crack at a bunch of these ones.
Crack.
We definitely got first crack at that one.
Yeah.
They had some nice wrestling, old school wrestling magazines where people, you know, the ones where the wrestlers would... slice up their foreheads with the razor blade, so all the covers were just screaming men with bloody foreheads.
Yeah, or they had Kerry Von Erich or something like that on. Just stopping just because I don't want to
drive it and talk. Yeah, well, it's not like anything's going on for another 13 minutes.
Yeah.
So we're just eating our bagels, getting ready, but we will report back to you.
There's definitely a bunch of them around. We're probably going to hit at least 10 or a dozen of them for sure. I guarantee.
Yeah, easily. It's nice weather. It's going to be. It's.
But just spread out a little bit more.
But yeah, probably a short garage sale gloat today, but hopefully a productive one.
It better be. Actually, it doesn't really have to be. There's so much stuff I have to, like, start selling. But it's, like, nice out stuff.
Well, I'm starting to get stuff up on eBay and stuff. I've already sold one, like, of the tarot card deck. Mm-hmm. I sold a comic, but that wasn't a garage sale comic.
Well, I traded a bunch of those comics last weekend.
But, yeah, I'm thinking of putting that Bed Knobs and Broomstick, or not Bed Knobs and Broomsticks, what is it, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang up, but... I might keep it, though. It's kind of cool. And it's not complete. It goes for a lot more. It had a little poster in the middle of it that you could pull out.
Oh, yeah.
And it's pulled out of mine.
I'll have to check mine. Mine's pretty beat up. It's probably the same. No, I got... I priced out some of those comics that I bought at the garage sale a few weeks ago. And I got about $100 worth in trade for them.
Yeah, cool.
So, that was cool. I only spent $75 on the one mod, so...
Yeah.
Just churning that money.
I'm putting together sets of DVDs.
Yeah.
Now that I know I can mail stuff off right from my front porch...
Right.
it's maybe more worth it to, like, only make a few bucks off it, you know? Because it literally, like, the other day I made a sale. I found the sale that I made the sale in the morning when I turned on my computer, packaged it up, printed a label, and walked up and handed it to the mailman, and it was off, you know, in a 15-minute time frame. It went from sold to in the mail on the way.
You do realize the postmaster is got a puffer right now, the way you're talking.
Well, you know, it's a good plan. I like it. But then I started getting it in my head that, like, oh, I could just mail anything from my house now. It's like, now only things I sell on eBay. It's all through eBay, so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, actually, you can ship through USPS. You can.
But don't you have to have, like, some sort of account with them and.
Yeah, you create an account just like with them.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I already have my eBay account, but I don't, and they're probably going to want to have you use an app, and I don't use apps.
No, it's on my computer. It's just, I logged in, I made an account, and I click and ship whatever I want. And I mean, your hang-up, I think, is the credit card thing.
Yeah.
Because you don't have one.
No.
Right. Well, that's why.
Yeah. So, I was at the dentist the other day, and she was just like, okay, how can I call? Because I've got a rare thing at the dental clinic that I went to. I'm just a little too much information here. I'm about to get my gums scraped. Little dental surgery that old people get. And for the first time there, usually you go to this dental clinic and you see a different doctor every time, but I've got a dedicated doctor on my case. And, you know, she was like, okay, what's your phone number? And I'm like, I don't have a phone. What do you mean you don't have a phone? And I'm like, I have an email address. And I'm like, am I going to need any medication after this surgery? Because I don't have any idea. Are they going to sell me? And she's like, oh, yeah, they'll sell you the antibiotics that you need. And I'm like, but no painkillers or anything like that. She goes, well, maybe, you know, like Tylenol with codeine. And I'm like, because I don't need those. They don't work for me. Like, regular Tylenol works better than Tylenol with codeine. Aspirin works even better than Tylenol. So
you know, I always
pegged
you as a Bufferin kind of guy.
Bufferin. Do they even make Bufferin anymore?
No. They make Bayer.
Okay.
But I don't make Bufferin. I just wanted to say Bufferin.
My brain is Bufferin right now.
I think they probably dropped the name because of the computers.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyways.
Or they just went out of business at some point or got bought up by Bayer or whatever. That's usually what happens to all those old brands, is they just got bought up and disappeared.
Well, I work for that one company that did all that.
I was just... all the health food people are in an uproar because some megacorp investment group bought Bragg's Natural Vinegar that people use to, like, medicinally because it's made homemade style, and now it's crap. It's just like any other vinegar now, and they're like, no, don't buy Bragg's anymore. You can't sip our Bragg's anymore.
Oh, God.
Anyway, that's a very non-Groschel tangent. Anyway, we're on the road.
Yeah.
Don't worry, and since it's garage sale gloat, I'm just going to turn this off, and even if we drive around for 2 hours and find one garage sale, it's going to be 1 second for you. So get counting. All right, we just hit a garage sale, just what I told you. 1 second, here we are back. Not a lot to report. I got two DVDs. I got Rise of the Planet of the Apes, because I want to get all the new Planet of the Apes movies. They're all good. Including the one that came out this summer. And I got the complete original Battlestar Galactica TV series collection. 50 cents each. So I spent a whole buckaroo so far. One
you asshole.
Buckaroni.
You asshole. So I think we're going to retrace our steps from where we saw that first sign.
All those signs? Yeah, okay.
That'll be the next place we go.
All right. Stay tuned. In 1 second, we'll be reporting back from another garage sale, unless it's a total washout for the whole day, which it will not be. All right. Just like we said, we're back, and it's going good. Another very, very happy today. I just went to an estate sale with a friendly...
Happy fun time.
Friendly guy who was...
wondering what he was doing with you with the questions on those records.
He was just curious.
I thought he was going to say, maybe I didn't put those up high enough, and he's going to start jacking you.
I was really worried. Just the opposite. It's that's how summer's been going. I got all these weird, like, this is Jerry Clower from Yazoo City, Mississippi talking. A coon hunting story. Bully has done flung a craven on me. Marcel's talking chainsaw and other leg slapping stories about life in Amite County, Mississippi. And it's a picture, a drawing of the guy grinning with a raccoon.
It looks like it was done with
charcoal?
Charcoal,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a charcoal. Then I got the one and only Wes Harrison, Mr. Sound Effects. The incredible vocal sounds of Wes Harrison. So he's the early version of, like, that guy who was in all the Police Academy movies, right. Michael Winslow.
Right, he's the...
autographed.
Oh.
And it's him with a cannon with a duck on it, in his hunting gear with his hunting basset hound. And I got Jack and the Beanstalk and Other Stories by Sherry Lewis and Lamb Chop and Charlie Horse and Hush Puppy. Homer and Jethro, Life Can Be Miserable. And The Amazing Lensor, which is actually a lens you put in your window that magnifies everything, that I was telling my roommate we needed one of these, that my grandparents used to have this thing.
So what's it magnify?
It's almost like a binocular.
But which window do you put it on?
We're going to put it on our front window, because that's where the cat watches birds. And that way, if we put it in the right place, the cat will be able to be around at the other end of the room and be like, oh, there's a squirrel there, because there'll be a big old projected squirrel in the window. There's something all the old people used to have in their windows. My grandparents, that's how I know it's from my grandparents used to have it. But the big thing, and I was going to pay $25. I didn't even know it was half price till he was adding me up, because there was nothing saying half price. And everything there was half price. So these records were all just a buck. The wooden box is really nice for it. A nice old wooden long box full of old Viewmasters. And it looks like he's got all the states, like one for each state. And they're all like gift shop ones. So they're all like specific to a certain area and stuff like that. And after our fire, we've been doing a list of the stuff that was in the house for the insurance company, and my housemate was doing her Viewmaster collection and going like, oh my god, look how much these Viewmaster sets go for. So there must be like 40 or 50 different, like, beautiful old, they look to be about 50s or early 60s Viewmaster sets in there. And that was $13. So
hopefully you'll get your money back.
I think I will get, I'm
a little worried for 25, but for 13,
I wasn't even worried for 25, because to be honest with you, literally yesterday we were sitting and she was going like, oh, I had this one and I had this one, listen to how much this one goes for, you know. Then she would see other ones and be like, look at this set. And they were all like weird little sets. The what looked like to be her Viewmaster Holy Grail, she wants to get one really bad, but the only one we found was $795. It's a Carnival Line cruise ship, like a model of it that's probably about 2 feet long, and a Viewmaster built in the ass end of it. And you look at it and it's got a Carnival Cruise, you know, Viewmaster pictures in it. And it was a promotional for Carnival Cruises. And I'm like, they must only have made like maybe 100 of those, you know, right? Yeah. Just to go on the cruise ships. So she's hell-bent on, she's like, keep an eye out for these. And I'm like, these aren't going to pop up at a garage sale, Trudy.
No.
Maybe they will. You never know.
I mean, if you're looking for a Hess truck, maybe, but...
Maybe if somebody, what used to be the captain of a cruise ship or an executive at Carnival Cruises, it could show up at their garage sale.
Is this the Gavin McLean residence?
Gavin McLean.
How do you like that? Why do I retain such
Do I know that? And I never even watched that show. I haven't seen a single episode of that
show. That's because you did the People word crossword puzzle like everybody
else. Probably.
Oh God.
Anyway. It's going good today.
We'll see. I have this aching feeling that we're gonna do this, go back to this place. I hope it's not the place I got in the fight with the guy. It might be that place.
Oh, okay.
If it is, we're not going in.
Yeah, obviously. It's okay. Well, we already know what to expect from that place anyway.
Yeah. Well, I have a different shirt on, so maybe you won't recognize me.
Well, that's the thing, is he probably won't recognize us. I was at the beginning of summer, and it was also, people don't remember shit. You'll remember him more than he'll remember you, you know, because he had people walking in and out of there all day. But, yeah, it's, we will be back in just a short second. We're seeing signs. There's some signs hanging around. I think we already went down there, didn't we? No, we didn't. All right. Kensington. 8 Kensington Court. All right. We'll be right back. All right. Jack finally got some stuff.
Got a stash. Well, I have a stash. It's kind of great.
Little jealous. He got one of my favorite comics.
The King Kong Treasury Edition.
Yeah.
By Whitman.
The Whitman one. That's what I had too.
Yeah. And Herbie the Fat Fury, number 13.
With a great cover with Herbie in his Canadian Mountie uniform in front of a giant walrus.
Yeah. That's probably in VG shape, but it's just got to fold all the way through the... breaks the color and all that, but who cares? They're worth $10 a piece and definitely nice to have in my collection.
It's just two neat comics.
That would you would buy in a comic store without even thinking twice, flip $20 on, and I have to do it at this lady's place, who we were trying to remember where we were before. She's the one that sold you that 2001 Space Odyssey record and sold me those He-Man mini comics.
And the Kirk and Spock paint by number.
Yeah.
That's hanging up on my wall now at
and
home.
And she will negotiate if you give her a little bit of, if you buy some stuff, but yeah. You got to spend at least $30.
Well, she knows. She used to be a dealer. Because when we talked to her last time, we were getting the, you know, she was used to do eBay and stuff like that. So she knew. She had some Return of the Jedi miniseries.
Comics, but they weren't worth $10.
They were $10 a piece, and they weren't in the greatest shape at all. So, I skip, but...
Hard pass!
I forgot to mention at the first garage sale, I got the classic get out of the room where I went into this one room and this one lady just blasted ass in there and was just like, give me space! And I'm like, yeah, I'm leaving.
Yeah, that was pretty brutal.
I think she ate like a dozen eggs last night before going to bed. Dozen hard-boiled eggs, getting ready to go garage sailing. That's what I should do. Except I'd probably shit my pants at somebody's house, which would not be the ideal situation.
Just like a big giant steak and patty. Just a giant cow patty. I could see her dropping outside.
Yeah. She was checking out all the stuffed animals She did not want anybody
you got the stink eye.
Interloping.
First, I guess the stink eye wasn't working well enough for you.
Yeah, and then I got the stink brown eye. Anyway.
See what we got to contend with? We give you the true dirt.
Yeah.
The true dirt of what's actually going on.
Yeah.
You would never remember
we're
that.
We're breathing old lady gas for you guys, for your entertainment, guys.
So yeah, man.
Remember that. Keep that in mind when you're listening to this show for free.
You know, you're going to be paying for the medical when I end up getting cancer from inhaling all those mothball fumes over the years.
Mothballs and fucking old mothballs and methane.
Pretty much. And dust. That's what,
we should just change this fucking name of the show to Mothballs and Methane.
And it makes a great gift, too.
And just walking into those houses where somebody had 14 cats pissing all over the place, too. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Always fun. Always fun.
Oh, yeah.
But not today. It's going pretty good today, minus the fart.
Minus the fart, we're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
And we're still hitting garage sales. That's the beauty
of it. We got a couple hours left before we gotta pull the ripcord. We do have a hard out today.
Yeah, but the good news is that we've pretty much...
I was going to say, that's pretty probably, at this time of year, that's probably, you know, if we didn't have a hard out, we'd probably be doing, like, a lot afternoon, we'd probably be doing a lot of driving.
Yes.
And, like, drive, you know, 20 minutes to a garage sale, and then it's all doilies and
well,
stuff.
Well, we got
like
one
that,
coming up, and I asked the lady online last night. She, of course, didn't put what time she opened. And she's like, I'm open from 9 to 2, but she's like, it's probably going to be when the rain comes. So apparently it's supposed to rain this afternoon, too.
Oh, like the weather thing said, 10% chance of rain around 4. I couldn't see it. It started with an S. S-H.
Yeah. Show 'em, bitch.
Well, that's what you get when you make a sign and that just and you don't secure it, so it just wraps around the pole that it's on.
That looks like a garage sale sign.
It does. Hampton Place. Mount Reed.
That's the other one, yeah.
Okay. So we're on. We were sniffing out two more, so we'll be back in a minute. Oh, Jesus, that one's creepy. That's like... She's like laid in state. Jesus Christ, the grandkids are coming and kissing her on the forehead. Goodbye, Grandma.
You can keep on buying all your crap. I'm collecting images.
So we just hit another garage sale. What did you get?
I got a...
He asks, knowing exactly what you got.
Way to set me up. What was it, like 18 inches? Like a little elf puppet.
Nah, he's... I would say he's probably like more like 8-9 inches.
Yeah, but a little elf puppet. Still in the bag.
Small for a puppet, big for a dick.
Yeah, but whatever the case, how do you go wrong for $2.50?
Yeah, it's elf.
It's elf!
He's not big enough to eat your cat.
No.
But he's cute enough to sit on the shelf.
He just likes to chase them, that's all.
And I got one of my favorite things, the little smart-ass figurines that says, "Old golfers never die. They just lose their balls." I lost my balls. Yeah. All right.
985 Rumsum.
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 Rumsum tubby tum tum. All right, this is it right here.
Speaking of which,
all right, we gotta go. We'll get back to you if we get anything good at Rumsum.
Lots of wagons.
Also, speaking of on the stinky ass old lady, there was I guess a guy there with some body. I didn't get near enough to get it, but Johnny Bueno got a.
Let's
a
put
lung
it this way.
Of,
well, when I pull over, I'm going to, like, wipe my eyes because there's tears in them.
Pour some hand sanitizer on your eyes. All right.
Emergency eye wash station. That's what the Bueno Bill needs next.
Yes, that's what we need.
An eye wash station, a hand sanitizer pump.
Yeah, and an oxygen mask.
All for your donations.
An oxygen mask with a filter to filter all the shit molecules out of it after somebody shit mists a whole... entire room.
And you thought that you thought that all those other things were great, like the fiberglass insulation. No.
Alright. Anyway, new garage sale with new smells to discover.
the staging area that you had this, like that tunnel, because it was pressurized,
right,
to get in. So you're all sitting there together, and you just hear this large rumbling sort of sound in anticipation, waiting for the ride. It's kind of fun.
It's like waiting in line at Disney World.
It's the same
I think that's them. Yeah, it's got the balloons on it. Well, we just hit another garage sale. We're basically almost everything I bought was a dollar.
Yeah.
Finally, I knew I would run into him. Johnny Bueno ran into him a little while ago, but I found the widescreen original trilogy set with the theatrical versions.
I only have I only have one or two of them, missing the third one.
And so that's nice. Those were $1 a piece. I got this lenticular wolf picture that's super cheesy, but I'm a sucker for that. And then vinyl records, Todd Rundgren, Something Anything, double vinyl for $1. Evangelis, this is one that I'm going to look for sale because it's got John Anderson from Yes in it, too. Somebody there was a Yes fan because it was the Yes. I got the Marty Robbins Gunfighter Ballads and Trail Songs. This is a potential seller. Switched on Bach. But I don't know if this is the Wendy Carlos, Walter Carlos Switched on Bach, but I think it is. Let me roll up this window. Ring of Fire, the best of Johnny Cash. This is the one that I'm the happiest with.
Quadrophenia.
It's beat up a little bit outside, but it's the full double album. I fucking love Quadrophenia. One of my favorite albums of all time. Ted Nugent, Cat Scratch Fever. Some random electronist music, Ralph Lundstedt and Leo Nielsen. This looks like it might be something special or nothing. But this looks like maybe it might be some rarity or... And then just the Todd 2-record set. Iron Butterfly, live. Classic psychedelic cover where pre-Photoshop where they just clipped out everybody's heads and stuck them on other pictures.
Fumetti style.
Yes. But side 2 in Agata De Vida, period. That's side 2 of the record. Anyway.
Yes, sir.
Nice haul from that place. Nice haul.
Yeah. And that concludes the west side.
Yep.
And we got about an hour to go to hit Irondequoit.
And there's bound to be some, there's always some popping, hanging around in Irondequoit. Whether they're good or not, it's up to luck. But at this point, I don't care, man. I was telling Johnny Bueno earlier, if we quit and all I had was those whatchamacallit, Viewmaster sets.
Yeah.
I would be happy. I have a good feeling about them Viewmaster sets. Although I would love to get, I love the Star Trek Viewmaster sets, especially the animated ones.
Yeah, those are good ones.
And I want the classic, the Scooby-Doo one with the Yeti that was, and then I like all the old, like, Donald Duck, the Disney ones where they made the actual models for it.
Oh, really?
It was, yeah, they would, like, have sculpted models instead of drawings. And Warner Brothers did that a lot with a lot of the Bugs Bunny ones, too.
Huh.
Instead of just taking the cartoon, it was probably more expensive to take the cartoon and turn it into 3D, there's an estate sale by Colleen. Sign. I miss Colleen. I haven't seen her in like a month. Oh, well.
Well, I have it on good word. She has no idea who you are.
Look at this. Here's a garage sale. Have we here?
I don't think it's a very good sale.
No, it looks like it's shit, but you never know. We might find one item.
I think we skip it.
All right, let's skip it. We're skipping one, folks.
Well, I've seen...
Yes,
this neighborhood and...
Yeah, no, I know. It's a lot of, like, glasses.
and
drinking glasses and
blankets and
yeah.
Like, you get the idea.
Yeah. Garbaggio. Yeah.
Not even gonna bother stopping the car. I'm not gonna waste the energy in my starter and my battery.
And who knows what kind of smell we would have had to huff there.
Good Lord.
Oh, geez, I could just walk over it to you from your house.
Yeah.
I'm gonna walk into your bathroom, though.
Thanks for the warning.
Hey, no problem.
Hello, little Boyd. Go on, you joint. At your age.
All right.
That's a deep,
be back. Yes, it is. Well, we are running out of time. We got time for one more garage sale after this. We've hit a couple, but we've been saving them because we haven't bought much on them. Jesus Christ, look at that thing. Holy shit, look at that giant skeleton just looming over their house. That's a nice giant skeleton, too.
I'm like trying to dig out my camera.
That's legitimate creepy. And then they've got one that looks like it's a half skeleton, like probably about 4 feet high. It looks like it's climbing out of their yard. And then, what would you say, 10 feet tall, that guy?
Yep, a doodle.
10 to 12 feet tall.
Uh-huh.
Giant, very realistic skeleton just looming over their front door. This place is all...
Mentally ill, but totally chill.
Mentally ill, but totally chill, dude. So we've hit a couple garage sales. We've mostly just got records. I got, like, a compilation record. It wasn't Nuggets, but it did have Count 5 Psychotic Reaction on it. One
that
of my
counts.
Favorite songs. And I got the Airport soundtrack by Alfred Newman. Not Alfred E. Newman, though.
Right.
Johnny Buenos
score
got the,
of the day.
Make Me Jealous score of the day. And as a matter of fact, just out of coincidence, I was actually listening to this recording artist last night going like, I forgot how much I love Spike Jones.
Yeah. That was a crazy 1977 box set.
A box set of Spike Jones.
Three albums.
Which is just a beautiful, beautiful set. It's got all the good... It basically looks like it's got the greatest hits. And I don't know what the third one is, but the second one looks like Spike Jones is murdering the classics. If you're lucky... It's you got dinner music for people who aren't very hungry, which is a parody of those, you know, when stereo first got invented and everybody would be like, stereo hi-fi record, listen to your records, listen to the full potential of stereo.
Stereophonic
and,
potential.
Yeah, it's a parody of audiophile records that's hilarious. And what else did you get? You got some hats.
Yeah, I got like three different hats, and they're interesting in the fact that they're sellable because they're snapback hats. You got to be careful with a lot of these fitted hats because the problem is that a lot of the ones that you find are ones that don't fit people.
Yeah.
So I typically don't do that, but I got a Golden State Warriors hat, wool with a snapback.
Snapback, at least that'll get the teeny tiny chicken heads and the big fat pumpkin heads.
Well, people like the adjustability of it because they know it'll fit.
Yeah.
And then,
there's nothing worse than an uncomfortable ball cap, ill-fitted ball cap.
Right. And then this other crazy one was a Little League World Series 2017 ball cap, but it just said L.A. on it, and it was Latin America for the Little League World Series. That looked like Miami Dolphins. It's pretty neat. So, yeah.
Yeah, fun, I guess, stuff if like you that. Like that kind of stuff.
Well, people like the colors of the Miami Dolphins, as I was saying. The aqua and orange reminds them of the ocean and the sunset. Yada, yada. It's true. It's you see it all over. We live in Bill's country, and yet there's a lot of people that wear those colors. And they don't like those colors in Buffalo, but they do around here for some reason. It's kind of crazy. It's true.
I guess.
I wouldn't lie to you.
I don't get that sports stuff.
I wouldn't lie to you. Just to
that's the one we were just at.
That's what I'm saying. No, see what we did.
All right, so we got one more on our list.
We'll be in Albyville.
We'll report back after that, even if we don't get anything to just sign off. But So far, probably the shortest garage sale blow to the summer, but a good one. nice weather.
It's a good...
Generally nice people, not a lot. Like, we went to another one that was an estate sale where we got, where I got that compilation record. And that was neat because there was, like, you could smell the 70 years of cigarette smoking in the house. And it was probably about a 120-year-old house that probably hadn't been renovated
in 50 to 60, 70 years.
Yeah. It was all old fittings and old, everything was like, it was a time capsule. It was neat to to walk through.
And what was really funny was just, it's been like a theme all day of like the bad smells in different places.
Yeah.
Like, I saw at least two different sets of over large, like, the wood spoon and wood fork.
Yes, yeah.
Seen a couple of those.
The somebody had been to some Caribbean island vacation spot in the 50s, and those were a big tourist thing for some reason to toss your salad with.
Yeah.
Now they use those in a different way to toss your salad, but...
And seeing them... Starting to see the Halloween costumes come out.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're seeing houses already decked out for Halloween, and it's 10 days till October.
Yeah, and a lot of the same records, too.
Yeah, well...
Barry Manilow.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the thing is, we've been having a good record year, and today was, like, your standard, you know, Perry Como, Barry Manilow.
Oh, I did get the...
Fifth Dimension...
I did get the Cream Delights album. Did we talk about that already?
Yeah, no, I don't think we did mention that.
Yeah, we did get the Herb Albert album.
Whipped Cream and Other Delights, one of the most iconic. Even the old ladies were like, that's one of the classic album covers of all time. I'm like,
I was waiting
is.
For her to say, I posed like that once because she was a
Yeah, that was me on that album cover. Want to do a recreation of it, Hunko? Hunky man? That's what she said.
Yeah.
And Jack said no, but then when we were leaving, I noticed he was over there writing on a piece of paper.
Oh, I just slipped through the magnet.
Yeah. you're going to slip through the magnet, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's just like pour the whipped cream right in her lap because that's where the boobs are going to be.
That's where the delight. That's where the delight is, yeah. Drooping delight. All right. Hey, you can tell it's the end of the show. We're talking
Who's
about
punchy?
Saggy
I'm
old
not
lady
punchy
tits.
You are.
All right. Well, we'll be back after this last garage sale, and either it'll be a boom or a bust, and we'll sign off. Well, we just went to the last two garage sales. And
two. We lied. We said one.
Yeah, they were right next to each other, but well, it's a big washout. I was sort of interested in that Darth Vader humidifier because I like having a humidifier going, but it was $15 and
it's a lot of money.
Those kind of humidifiers don't work very well or work very long before they get crappy. Those misters, because the chemicals in the water fuck them up. But Johnny got a new backpack.
Yeah, $5.
$5 backpack.
Just wash it, that's all.
And we're seeing signs for other sales, but we don't have time. We gotta go be roadies for a concert.
For our old mate. Your old professor.
Yep. His professor, friend, and bandmate, Howie Lester.
Yeah.
And another bandmate and friend, Barb, playing drums, and some stranger playing guitar. It was probably pretty cool.
Yeah.
If he's playing with those two. But, yeah, well, another sale. Jesus.
I'm telling you, we could have gone all day.
Yeah, we could have, but we couldn't.
No, and quite frankly, it's kind of nice on the wallet, too.
Yes, yeah. Well, at this time of year, it's like my bank account is low, and Daddy's got to get his gum scraped at the dentist, so it's better to stop spending and start selling on eBay.
Yeah, boy.
All right, well, that's it. I don't have anything really gross to talk about with no new gross smells on this smell-themed garage sale gloat.
No.
We lucked out towards the end and didn't have to endure any rank fucking
rank
smells. As a matter of fact, there was the pleasant smell of roasting hot dogs at the last one. There was some sort of flea market going on with a bunch of food trucks.
Yes, that's
there.
True.
And so it was the pleasant ballpark weenie smell.
Really? I thought it was...
Ballpark Franks. Sorry, ballpark weenies are a different thing. Which,
I thought that was Clancy Wiggum's sunning himself over there.
Yeah. People who smell like hot dogs, not good. Hot dogs roasted, good. All right. Well, maybe we'll see you next week. Maybe not. It's getting near the
end of
the season.
Don't you threaten me.
It's getting near the end of the season, but hope you enjoyed our short little gloat here.
It's a short little
gloat. I know we did. I can't wait to get home and start looking up my Viewmasters.
I can't wait to compare my King Kong treasury to my King Kong comic. That'll be fun.
I said ping pong, not King Kong.
We did see ping pong balls today. Along with King Kong's balls.
Yes, yes. We saw ping pong balls, and Jack got King Kong balls.
And if you go to our Discord site, you can see pictures of both.
Yes, you can.
Later this week.
Yes, there were definitely some dead baby pictures that'll be added to the mix.
There'll be a lot of dead baby pictures. Including a full papoose full of Native American dead babies.
Yeah, even more tasteless.
Oh, God.
It was funny because I saw them in the box, and I'm like, I hope Johnny's got his camera out for this one, and I see him sliding over there with it.
Lots of really bad message signs. There was a whole display of them for me.
Oof. Yeah, you could fill 15 landfills with bad fucking live, laugh, love signs. Mm-hmm. All right, so another garage sale gloat under the belt. And we will see you later as we cruise towards episode 100. We've already talked to Scotty and Laugh Track Tina, and they seem to be down for episode 100 if we end up in Rochester for episode 100. So we might have an all-star gloat for episode 100. Who knows?
I've got an idea and a proposal as well.
Oh, okay. Don't tell them. We need that for a surprise. We'll talk about that off-air. All right, we gotta go. We're almost to our destination. We will see you soon. M-I-C, see you real soon. K-E, why the fuck are you even mentioning the Mickey Mouse Club?
M-O-U-S-C? See? I told you. Yep. You can really go fuck yourself.
Yes, you can.
Something died in that old lady's ass. She needed some room, so she let out a blast. Cleared everyone out with a juicy green fart. She mastered the skill and she made it an art. She must have eaten a dozen boiled eggs, wrapped up in boiled cabbage and a spoiled chicken leg. These are the smells of garage sale gloat, like poisonous clouds on the air they float. These are the risks that come with the jobs, puffing the ass of a gassed up old slob.